underway. Auston Matthews along with Tyler Bertuzzi, Max Domi, against Charlie Coyle. He'll send it wide of the net. Frederick with the first Bruin goal on Wednesday. Kevin Schatker going to walk in, and that shot hit a stick. Hands up in the corner. 0 for 5 on Wednesday in Game 3. The Leafs with 19 power play shots and one goal to show for it so far. Here's Marchand working his way in, testing. Dropped it off for Domi. He's checked, and Marchand in behind Jake McCabe, but McCabe able to fire it back into the Boston zone. Here's Robertson firing that on goal. Rebound for Bertuzzi.
That long pass just not crisp enough, and a great read by Nyes to knock it away.
Final 20 seconds of the Bruins' first power play of the night. Schatkirk sends it to the net, and knocked out in front. There's TJ Brody, who led the Leafs at penalty kill time in front. Aka, and a great stick by Samsonov. Now Marner has Pastrnak, Rick wide Riley, and he'll drop it through. Matthews in front of the backhand stop as Marner had a chance.
As it comes over the line, Marner goes to the front of the net. You mentioned you're in so tight here, you just
bobbled it. Bertuzzi's on it, trying to center it. Yarncroke chopping at it. Along the boards for Domi. Back to Yarncroke, and another pad stop down low by Swayman. After it against Brody. Under 5 left in the opening period. Reeves with a look, that pass ends up on Van Riemsdyk. Stick scores! James Van Riemsdyk, the former Leaf, on a Reeves giveaway. Boston has the lead.
Well, the giveaway was a forced play by Lowry in his second game in the National Hockey League playoffs. Just a great read by a young player fighting down with Camp. Here's an opportunity for Reeves to make a play. Instead, tried to get to the middle. Lowry read it well, and how about the hands of Van Riemsdyk? Gets the 5-hole to open up. Reeves takes a look, tries on the pass, but it's the quick stick of Lowry that pops that one there. There's the reaction. Fourth line getting scored on after a power play. And this is great hands, though, in patience. Look at the
Van Riemsdyk here to break the ice in Game 4. So Boston with the lead, and now Maroon works it loose. Here's Boquist playing it to the net, and Samsonov gets on that. Works just inside the line. Yarncroke sends it deeper, and Holmberg after it along the inboards. He goes down along with Maroon, and a backhand by Nylander. Stopped by Swayman. Charlie McAvoy wheels in. Nick DeBrusk in the corner. Tavares trying to dig it out of there, but it comes back to McAvoy. He's shot and plucked and held. And Matthews wins it. Edmondson, here's the shot, and it's Brody's shot blocked by Marchand. There's DJ Brody again in the middle. Matthews puts it on goal. Kicked away by Swayman.
When Ullmark was hurt earlier on, he started 4 straight, but this is not commonplace for a Bruin goalie to be in the net back-to-back, but there's good reason, as he's been solid as anything between the pipes.
Domi and Marchand were lined up together on that opening face-off of the second period. Shot attempts were 21-15 Toronto. The shots even at 7 apiece in the opening 20. Here's Domi trying to work his way through. Slides to Matthews on the doorstep, and he hit that off the outside of the goalpost in tight. Great hand eye. Bertuzzi holds it in. He swings wide and fires right on. Trying to center again. That's into the paraphernalia of Lindholm. Dropped down. And the Bruins will counter with Pastrnak beating down his off wing. Cuts to the middle, drops. Lowry shot. Nice. Able to disrupt that momentarily. Holmberg on it. 10. Now he'll look up ice. Benoit, nice touch to Tavares. Over the line with Nyes. They get caught up in the same track, and Boston will take it away and flip it to Zacha. Pavel Zacha, Pastrnak gets it on. Labushkin drops it down into Boston territory. Matthews comes out. Bertuzzi on it. He got that on to Swayman from the far corner. And now Domi steps in, centers it. Riley off the boards and up ahead. And there goes Nylander. And Labushkin steps up. Labushkin to backhand, and Swayman hucks the short side. That's played in by Geeky as the Bruins change, and Tavares advances. Marner hands it back to the captain, trying to cut in, and it rolled to Swayman. Marchand and McAvoy. Across it comes Pasternak, trying to steer that in front. He had Van Riemsdyk loose on the doorstep. It'll come to McAvoy. One time, scores, and the Bruins have another power play goal.
Well, you know, in the assist I mentioned on the quick change, it was DeBrusk who's already had three power play goals, and that's something that's been, you know, most of the season, the best combination, and it's McAvoy at the top, the screen in front, and look at how far out Samsonov, he's expecting this shot to come, can't get to the side. And look at the first thing that Marchand did is point to the bench. He's pointing to the fact right there.
This is a big shift for the Leafs here to try to turn the tide. They've been able to do it. They did it in game two with the quick goal right against, and you got to respond.
Domi flings that to the net, and Swayman with a little bobble, but holds on in deep for Boston. Nylander watching him at the line. McAvoy shot off a skate wide. Here's Lauri stepping up, and with Weatherspoon getting it down into the Leaf zone. Morgan Geeky tried to center. Comes up with the puck again. Kicks it back to the line. Here's Lindholm shooting through a screen. They're winning that battle so far here again tonight. Tavares couldn't get loose. So Tavares, Yarncroke, Knies with the reshuffled lines. And Tavares, an eye-high glove stop by Swayman. Up on Pasternak. Came to the line but stayed in. And now Tavares, a steal. Gets to the net. And rolled it wide, wants a penalty, none forthcoming. Here's Edmondson shooting right on. Checked inside the line, and Boston turns back in, Boquist again. Curls back, here comes the shot, and Samsonov stopped that. Off the boards, inside the line. McAvoy trying to move it away from Robertson. Flip back into the Leaf zone, a bouncer that Samsonov has to cover. Knocked away by Riley. This will skitter right on to Swayman, so the Leafs can change their defenseman. And Marner heads off, and Domi comes on with Matthews, and Bertuzzi stole it. Marchand in front, scores! David Pasternak in the final minute, and it's 3-0 Bruins.
You know, there's moments as a coach, you stand behind the bench, and you only have so much control on the road. Marchand coming together here to get just another dagger of a goal. There's the play in the neutral zone, a little chip up, but you knew exactly where that was going. Marchand, as soon as he saw this puck chip up over Brody, the quick pass across, and Pasternak doesn't miss from there. These two have created so many good moments together, and that's just a tough goal.
Max Domi moves into the middle. Mitch Marner up onto the right wing of a newly formed top line for the Maple Leafs. Fourth longest in NHL history. Here's Domi. Got Bertuzzi in front. And a chance here. Lyubushkin.
Leave somebody unoccupied, and walking right in is Lyubushkin. A hard shot, but right clearly on. That's where you got to shoot, though, on Swayman. It's literally right by the ears, and they've had one of their best of the series.
How good was last year? The Bruins with 109 points. As Marner centers, Lyubushkin again. Here's a chance in front. Marner backhand scores! And Marner has the Leafs on the board.
Well, you heard Kelly and Kevin Elliott challenge the top guys. You got to find some energy. You got to do something positive. Here's Mitch Marner, just the creativity. Gets down on one knee as he puts it between his legs. And now you've got Swayman down and unable to recover. He was expecting a backhand shot right off the bat.
Countdown on Coyle. Pasternak. And coming back was Knies to knock it off his stick, but the clock will drain, and the Leafs have been pushed to the brink here tonight.